Weiter in Shas. Our Mesech of Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Zayin, picking up on Men Vavum Beis by the bottom of the page. 8 lines up from the bottom. Ba Yirami Rachama. Hamishtach v'lekama schita ma'u l'minachos. Okay, we mentioned earlier that Rami Barachama, yes, a shayla. If someone was worshipped while it's attached to the ground, can it be brought to as a carbon? This is a shayla. Let's say it can't be brought. Let's go along the mandama that it can't be used as a carbon. What do we do then with the mishtach v'lekama schitim? If you go and you bow down to a stalk of wheat, a standing stalk, ma'alu minachos, can be used for a minachos. What's the question here? So Rashi points out lehedyot to mishrashari. We know that definitely it's mutter for a hedyot, for a, you know, not for carbonos. Dein mechuber nesel hedyot. What that means mechuber lekarka is not going to be also for hedyot. V'chikam ibayi le. What the question is a gavoa. The question is a gavoa for Hashem. Imtim salomadation of a mechuber, that there is such a thing of service to someone who's a mechuber, it's a gavoa, therefore it's going to be aser. Hacha mai, what's it going to be then here? Kaven da hadar tachanu, since after you go and you grind it down and it's no longer in the standing wheat form, but it's in a totally new form over here. Do we say tachanu yeshinoi beneva, the lo mitzah, we say yeshinoi, there is a shinoi in it, and therefore it's not going to be aser le gavoa. Unless it's be'ein in its original state. Aval hecha de ishtani shabadami, when it switches them, it's going to be good. That's the question here. So back in the Gemara, Bar Rebbechama, ishtachal lokam eschita ma'al leminachos, can it be used for a carbon mincha, which is when it's already ground up? Yeshina ben Evad or Yeshina ben Evad? That's the question. Amar Zutra Beidra of Nachman, Toshma, take a look. Kola, surim legabim izbech, valadusei mutarim, animals. If someone goes in, they worship an animal, then what's going to be the din with that? The vlad of that animal is mutter to be brought as a carbon. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Eliezer, oh, sir, but Rabbi Eliezer says it's us, sir. Oh, so we see, what do we see? That if you have an animal that's pregnant, and then someone goes and worships that animal, then the baby that comes out of it is going to be us, sir. Same thing over here. You have like the wheat, and then the grain's going to come out of that wheat. Therefore, it should be us, sir, also. Or it's not us, sir. That's a machlokas. In fact, the Gemara, that's how to raya. V'lavit ma'alah, didn't we say that? I'm Nachum, the machlokas is what, because not only with the Vodazar, it's also if it was sodomized. So machlokas is only when, where, when it was first sodomized or worshipped, and then it became pregnant. That's going to be where the question arises. Beep, turn the page. But if it was first pregnant and then it was sodomized or worshipped, then different calls, and everyone's going to say that it's going to be usher. And this case of the wheat is considered like it is pregnant already because it's going to come out of it. Therefore, for sure, that's going to be usher. Vahani nami kibru levasof nirbu. I mean, this just was like it's pregnant, and then afterwards it was either sodomized or it was worshipped. Therefore, clearly it's going to be usher. Ignami, some say, no, machlokas kishinirbu lesof hebrew. The machlokas is whether or not is when it was first nirbu, and then afterwards it was sodomized, or, and then it became pregnant. Aval ibru lesof nirbu, if it was first pregnant and then it was sodomized, right? They were called usher. Vahani nami kibru lusof nirbu. This is another way of saying another version. So it's Gemara b'Hachi Ashna. How could you bring a raya from that? Why are you comparing these two things? Hasame kar behema v'ashna behema. Over there, the animal that was inside the mother's womb was considered an animal, and afterwards it's an animal as well. Like nothing's changed over there. Dasha huda achiza ba'anpa. It's just a door that's holding it inside. It's holding its face in. You just got to open it up and it comes out. Hachame kar chita v'ashna kimcha. Over here, it was wheat, and now it's a flower. Therefore, it's a totally different thing. Therefore, maybe actually it would be okay. We don't have an answer. Bayi Rosh Lakish. Hamishtach of a ledeka. Someone buzz down to a palm tree. Lulav umal mitzvah. What about a lulav? Can it be used for a mitzvah? Rashi says, Imtim salom yesh nevin b'chomer, that there is such a thing of nevin b'chomer. It's a gavoa. Hachalin yin mitzvah lulav mai. What about in terms of when we said that something b'chomer is also a gavoa, but it's mutter lehedyot? What's considered about a mitzvah? It's not a gavoa. You're not bringing it as a carbon. Can you use it as a mitzvah or not? That's the question. Says Gemara. Be'ilin shenato mitchil lekachloi tobay lechsal. Something that was worshipped, I'm sorry, that was originally planted for Avodah Zarah. That's not the question. That feel a hedyot namias, because that's going to be also even for a hedyot. Ki tibayilach, where's the question? Be'ilin shenot l'vasof avdar, where it was first planted, and then afterwards it was worshipped. Vali b'yotzi b'rabbi Yehuda, goes into b'yotzi b'rabbi Yehuda, tolo tibayilach, I'm sorry. Vali b'yotzi b'rabbi Yehuda, lo tibayilach, is not even a question. That feel a hedyot namias, because he says something that was planted and afterwards worshipped, even then it's going to be also a hedyot. Ki tibayilach, what's the question? The bar plugged on him. Ali b'dar mitzvah mai. What's the din of mitzvah? Mi mois klape gavah or lo? Is it considered disgusting or not? In other words, even though maybe it's not like a carbon, but it's just disgusting to have to use this for a mitzvah. He also ravdi mi amar. Asherah shebitla kamibayle. Rish Lakish was asking about an Asherah that was mivuto. Rashi says Asherah shenesra afla hedyot. It's just even for an hedyot. Someone worshipped this tree ubitla, and then it was batal. Get a minimum of sneezing. No till ma shehichlif kamibayle. Imru uya shuv the mitzvah lav. Can even use as a mitzvah or not? So Asherah shebitla kamibayle. That's a question. Yesh dichoy yetsa mitzvos. Is there dichoy by mitzvos or ain't dichoy yetsa mitzvos or not? In other words, is there? Do we say that once something was docha, it can't be used as a mitzvah because it's Asherah? Is it Dunsky's forever and it can never be fixed? Or ain't dichoy mitzvahs, it can be fixed? Rashi says, Mia v'shaycha toras dichoy b'mitzvahs the name of hol v'nitcha ba'oda Asherah yitcha lamas, since it was already knocked off when it was an Asherah. Therefore, it's knocked off forever. Or maybe not, and then it's not a problem. Therefore, if you mevatel it, you're able to go out and use it for a mitzvah. Tifshat lei mitzvatanan. He says, no, it can't be. That's the question. That's what the question is, because you could learn that from another Mishnah, that kisov and iskala potem lechasos. We know something called kisoy adam. Someone goes and shechs an animal, or behema, a chay of oaf. Then what is going to be? Pardon, a chaya or an oaf on the mesik animal or a bird, you have to cover its blood. Right? It's called kisoy adam. So what happens if, let's say, one covered the blood and then it became uncovered, the wind blew it off or something like that, then what's it then? You do not have to cover it again. Kisoy ruach chayav lechatzos. What happened if the wind covered it over? A wind blew dirt over it and it covered it over, then you would have to cover it. That's only if it got uncovered after it. Right? Let's say you got blood there and then the wind blows the dirt onto it, then blows it off of it. Then you have to cover it again. But if it doesn't get uncovered, then you don't have to cover it again. And we asked about that. We said, when it gets uncovered afterwards, what, who cares? What does it make a difference when it gets uncovered afterwards? Once it got covered by the wind, and therefore the mitzvah once it got covered by the wind, if it was covered over by the dirt, so the mitzvah is already dachoy at that stage, and therefore if it gets covered afterwards, it shouldn't be no problem. But Papa Zosomeris ain't dichoy to mitzvah. Must be there is no dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs. So there clearly that's not the question over here. So then what's the suffix of Rish Lakish then? There's no dichoy by mitzvahs, and maybe then the lulav question shouldn't be a question. Rav Papa Guvi by the way, no, Rish Lakish is asking about Rav Papa himself. Mivshet pshita le Rav Papa de ain't dichoy to mitzvahs. Is it so pasha to Rabbah? There's no dichoy be mitzvos, and therefore loshna lekula, loshna lechumra. In other words, Rashi says loshna lekula kegon gabi ashera shabatla lemehadli yishtari lulav the mitzvah. Like, wow, be meko, you have to use a lulav branches from an ashera that can be used for a mitzvah. And loshna lechumra is no different than chumra kegon gabi kisoy the mechayvina lemehadli chasui, that by the kisoy you have to go back and cover it over. Odilma safuki misafka, maybe is a suffik. Lechumra, meaning we only say lechumra. You'd have to cover the dam again. Lekula lo, meaning, but we don't say lekula. You're allowed to use it as lulav. Teku. We leave that as a question by Rapapa asks, how much talk about him if someone go bass down to an animal? Samar ma'alut chiz. What's the din in its samar? It's wool for tchilas. Can be used for tchilas or not? Says Gemara, tchilas to ma'ar. What are you talking about? Eat tchilas for the kohanim. If you're talking about tchilas for the kohanim, Rashi says the big day kahuna litzarich avoda. The kami ba'ile machshirei carbon ke carbon damu. Do we say that things that are a hechsher for the carbon, is that considered like the carbon itself? Allah or not? Vintim silver ke carbon. He says like the carbon damu. Hechidin ishtana kishetzovim. So when you changes by coloring it, yeshuna benevad le'teru le'gavo. Or low, can it be a shinoi, therefore it's going to matter or not? Says Gemara, Hainu bai de Rami Bar Chama. That was the question of Rami Bar Chama. It says the Hanach Tarti bai Rami Bar Chana le'el b'mishmaita. That's what he brought earlier when he asked this question about the stones of the mountain that were worshipped can be used to build a mizbeach or not. And the standing wheat, that meaning to flour, can be brought or not. V'tchilas tzitzis, and v'tchilas just for tzitzis. Rashi says, v'kami by yeholu davar mitzvah, hu dvar mitzvah, hu mimai, says, it's a mitzvah. Therefore, is it discussing nevad kelevo or not? Then, hainu by yedor Rish Lakish. That was Rish Lakish's question. Rashi says that he asked about a lulav. So, gemar enchenami. The lo have a lemi boile. He didn't really have to ask this question. Why did he ask him? Shum deika mila achrinaisa, because it was something else that he wanted to bring up. Tzamer maul tcheles. What's the din in reference to the animal's wool for tcheles? Karnea maul chatzotzos. What about the horns? Can it be used for the trumpets that were done during the times when they would bring the carbon? Rashi says l'shir shel carbon. The karmelon, the chalul maseches sukkah, the shir ma'akif is a carbon. You have to have a song going along with the carbon. Can you use that for that? What about its forelegs? Can you use the shoke, the foreleg, for a flute? They haul it out and they would use it for a flute. B'nei me'eh amal l'foros. And what about the intestines? Can it be used for the strings? Rest is nimen shel kinor, the strings of a harp. Ali b'daman damar ikur shir b'kli. This is a machlokas in Sukkah. As Rashi brings down on Daf Nun Amud Beis, pluk the Hebrew Peperka Chalil. We know you have to have Shira that goes along with the Shira, Shira, Shira Lashem. You have to have a song that's accompanying the carbon. Is it the Iker Shira but Kli that you have to have a Kli over there, or not? In other words, is it the voices, the singing is the ikar, and the music is used along to accompany it? Or is it that the music is actually necessary? I leave it in my dharma, ikar, shira, b'kli, who says it has to be done with a kli, lo tamer, because then it's not a question. The v'adir, so for sure it's going to be awesome, because this is something for gavah. Ki tamer, look, when it's a question, I leave it in my dharma, ikar, shira, pass. It's really, ikar is with singing. And basumi kalla ba'alma humaisina, this is just coming along to sweeten up the thing that's happening. Odelma, maybe say a filach yasir, and therefore it should be mutter in the previous case, right? Umaisinan, and we can go and bring them. Odelma filach yasi, even in such a case, it's going to be aser teku. Someone bows down to a spring. What's going to be the din of using the water for the libations? Rashi says, "Einu nes al hedyot mechuber." It's not going to be aser hedyot because it's mechuber, the spring. Of course, you can use it for nisuch hamayim. My kami baile, what's the question? Ilem libavua kasagid. If he's saying that he was just worshipping his Rashi's parts of Shiloh, his reflection by looking in his worshiping himself, Odima Lamaya Kasagin, maybe he was worshipping the actual water. Vitibaile Seifal Hedyot. And if that's the case, the question should have been asked, what about this water in a bowl? Right? Is that gonna be mutter? Liolam the Maya Kasagin. Really, we're talking worshipping the water. Here's the question. Lamaya Dakan Lakamei. Because Sagid, is he worshiping the water that's right in front of him when he's bowing down to it? And then he went. It's a stream. It's gone. And this water, it keeps going and it's finished over here. Rashi says, Klomar, Mayan, Hanamekalech, Kolzman, Shamayim, Bayim, Rishon, Rishon, Vaholchin, Lahem, Bayim, Achreim, Mutarim. Therefore, whatever comes after is going to be Mutarim. Maybe he's worshipping the current. Rashi says, Laki Luach, Shal Nar, Viluchu, Shtachav, Vahare, Kola Nar, Navid. He's worshipping the whole thing. Viyish Nevad, Mechober, Assyria. It's not going to be Aser. Me, Mitzri, hold on, would that be Aser? Vahmer, Yochan, Mishom, Mishom, Bayotzadak. Mayim shel Rabim ain nesarin. It's water of the Rabim, therefore it can't be kamaser. So how could Rabbi say that the water of the spring, which belongs to the public, can be usher to use as a carbon, as a nesachim? Says more, lo tzricha de kanave meara. Well, the spring is flowing from his land, and that's from his land is usher, and therefore it's not for the Rabim. That's where the question is. Okay, we leave it. Next Mishnah. If someone's house was next to an avodah zara and then it falls down, Rashi explains that shahaya echad mikosli avodas kochavim v'abayis atzmo nevad. So, one of the walls of the yid's house was also a wall of a building that was worshipped as an idol. Then, what happens if, let's say, if Mishaya Beso Samach Lavos Kucham V'Nafal, and then a wall between the two collapse, Asal of Nosh, you can't go ahead and build it. You're not allowed to build again. Rashi says, why should Bona Kosal Lavos Kucham? Now you're building a four of a Nazar. Ketid Yasso, what should you do? Konis Mitzel Shalom. Arba Amos of Bona. He used to enter into his own property for Amos. Rashi says, Karka Dalad Amos. And then he builds over there. So he's not building it for them, for that purpose, because you have that empty space. It really belongs to you. Shalom, Shalom is Kuchavim. What happens if you have the wall belongs to him and to the building of Avodah Zarah, Rashi Shemakum Ovi Akosel Chetzel Shalom. Half of the wall belongs to you, half of the wall belongs to them. What do you do? Beep, turn the page. Mem Zanam Abase. Then Nidon Mechsa Mechsa, it's considered half-half. Rashi says, Osu Chelik Shalom Skuchavim Eino Olelo Bekinesis Dalramos. You don't count his amount going into your Dalet Amos, Aval Chelko Olalo, only from half of that wall, you go in Dalet Amos, Shim Haya Avu Shte Amos, Mona Amos Shalom, Vikones O Gimel Amos, Atochshel, you go three more into yours. Avon Aves of Afro, Mitam and Kisharet. Now, the stuff that falls and breaks down, that dirt of this Avodah Zarah wall, it's Avonav, it's stones, it's wood, it's earth, are able to give over Tumah, they're Tame, either Abanon, right, but they're not Midaraisa, Right, but they are, Rashi says, shall also kosa matam kisher, it's a fil chelko lefishin brera, even his own chelik gets all mixed up in it because there's no brera. Sheretz ain't matam masa. Sheretz, the way that you become tummy from a sheretz is you have to actually touch it. Not if you go out and you're press, you, it's supporting you or you're supporting it, then that's not going to be tummy. Shenemar shakis shaksenu, because these are all asmachtas here, because when we derisa, they're not going to be tummy like these things, but midarabanan they are, and this is a shakis, as in Rashi explains, that how do you explain this? Lashon sheretz, shakis shaksenu, which is written by Avodah Zarah, if we compare us to a sheretz. So we keep all there. Kenida, and it's also Kenida. Shenemar, that's not only if you touch it, but even if you masa. Tizrim kamodava tse tomerlo. You'll cast them away as you would a nida. You'll tell it, be gone. Right? And this is talking about Avodah Zarah. And then therefore we compare it to a nida. Ma nida mitame masa, even by being carried off of the mitame masa. That's a higher level of tama. Says the Gemara, v'akamar v'chlevas kuchavim. When you say you bring your wall in for Amos, son of Avodah Zarah, is gaining, it's getting more space. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, David Lebitzikisa. You know, you use it as a bathroom, you make it into a water closet. Rosh Hashanifta Sham, use it to use the can. Vahabai Tanusa, what do you mean? You have to be Tanua, and it's left open that wall. Rosh says, Vahanan Tanan, the Asa lives in those coastal, Havsig, Meno Lubain, Avodah Kacham. You can't make a wall between you and Avodah Kacham, Lefisha Boneo, Le Avodah Kacham, because now you're building for the Avodah Zarah, so therefore you're going in, it's gaining if you do this. Says Gemara, David Le Bitzakisa Delay, you do like a night Bitzakisa, which is okay, it can be open because no one sees anything. I have Amar Mar. We know the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Esu Tanua, Hanifta Belayla, Makam Shifta Bayom. A Tanua, someone who uses the bathroom at night like he does during the day. Rashi says, it's our Tanua. So Alpha Gav the Shinia Perika Roa, the low team of Makam Shitzarich, the Srachik Belayla Kabyom. You don't have to distance yourself like you do during the day. Elaim Kederach, it's like, it's a way of doing it. Kederach Shinifta Bayom. Sheen different Yoshim Yushav, you choose the bathroom, you know, number two while sitting down. Shouldn't just drop your pants entirely, but you know, uncover yourself too much. But tefach from the back and the two, tefach from the front, fachaim from the back. We call Makom Shemamina Debaina Nami Balei Letzniyus. Still has to be Tanua. Hachalak Letzniyus to Chazulei Bnei Avodas Kacham. We're going to see what's going on if you behave in such a way. If the Gemara Vealfa Gavdo Kim Mekederech Kibederech, even though it means like according to the Derech, means who's about the Mivit, still to do Tanius. If the Gemara the Avad le litino, because you did it for children, the bathroom for children. Therefore, it's okay. It's not the issue of tnius. Inami, another thing is, the gadule behizmi behigni, you did set up a wall there, but you did it with kotsim of arkanim, which is like all these thorns and bushes and whatever it is. If it's not a permanent wall, so it's not a problem. Second thing is Mishnah, shloshe batimeim. Rashi says, le'inyan bitl avodas kochavim, in reference to if they are avodah zarah, it's connected to this house. The way to be mevato the avodah zarah, there's three different types of how you would do it. Number one is bayis shebano mitchilah avodas kochavim. It's built originally for avodah zarah. Rashi says shetchilas binyanu avodas kochavim v'ayu ovdim as a bayis atzma. They're worshiping the actual house itself. Hareza aser. This is going to be aser. Rashi explains the chol bayis avodas kochavim. The whole thing is avodah zarah. It's a shpitz avodah zarah. V'ema avodas kochavim bino avodah zarah. Nick built it aser actually yiftalenu. It's also to use until he's mevatel it. Sheyatus mimenu ksatz. He breaks a little bit of it. V'imshay. So it belongs to a yid. Aser olamis is always going to be aser. Avon of eighth of afaro. All the material is going to be aser. Sidu v'kidu la'avodas kochavim v'chidesh. What happens if, let's say, you just Rashi says shaliyah bayis banu l'diras adam. It was built just to live in. V'ktzeo la'avodas kochavim v'tachol b'sid. Then you decided to make it for avodah zarah. And what you do v'tachol b'sid and you put like a plaster on it. V'aser bol tziyu in la'avodas kochavim. You put all these types of designs for avodah zarah. You add it to it. No Toma Shechidesh. In order to be Vatlet, you go ahead, you remove what you put on there. Just get rid of the plaster. Rashi says, Imba Yisrael Vatlo, no Toma Shechidesh, and Mutter Abayas. Then it's going to be Mutter. Vatlo Bishal, a bit of Kacham, even though I didn't Vatlet, or if you say Shal Yisrael Mummer, even if it's Yisrael Mummer, Shane was Kacham Shalom, Betela, even though he can't be Vatlet, Hachabatel, Shane Nasa El Chidesh, only the new stuff that's put on is Aser. Vahu Chidesh Shabatel, Aser Ba'ano, the Olam, it's going to be always Aser, but Gemara Mugila, the Gemara is going to explain, what are we talking about? He goes, Shalom, Nevada, Bayes, Me'olam, the house is never serviced, was never served, Aval, Imishtach of Allah, Vikacham, if you bow down to it, Acharekain, Nasa Kolabai, so by Avikacham, then you need a guy, Lavatel, mivatal. If him mishtach avali yisrael, so lama said then it's always going to be aser. Came mivatal, but if it's you already served it. So what happened? They put the plaster on, and you take off what you took away. It's there. Hechel is tochav esko chavim. But see, what happens is that you didn't do anything to the house itself. It's totally fine for living, but you brought an idol into there. That's all you did. Then harei zeh mutter. Then it's going to be mutter. If you brought it in, lovas kolim hotzi, and you brought it out, it's going to be mutter. Says Rashi. We're coming to serve the house itself. It wasn't set aside just for the attachment of the Zara. You just like brought it in there to leave it there for a moment. You brought it out. Three different ways of mivatal. Either it is. The first one is the house is made for the Zara. Can't be bought unless the Zara Nick bottles it. Either or the plaster is put on, you just take it off, or you take it over the Zara and you're good. Says Gemara, Amarav, Hamishtachav Elabayis, Asaro. Someone goes and they bow down to a house, they are going to Aser this house for a no. Alma Kasavar Tolish Lubasov Chibu Kitosh Tami. Ah, it must be, you see, that something that's separated and then put back, it's considered Kitolish. It's considered like it's detached. Rashi says, "Avnei bayis lushim abenom bechibur miyakarka." It's separated from the ground, the avanim, and then it's put back into the ground. Then what happens is it remains like it is still detached. If the house would be considered attached to the ground, it wouldn't be aser, right? Because we say something attached to the ground can become aser. So Rav, that it says the house is that it shows that it's aser, must be that it's considered like it's detached. Vanan benotan. In fact, the Gemara. But we learned in our Mishnah that a house is aser if it was just built for Avodah Zarah. Rav over says it's just that you have to worship it's going to cause it to be aser. The Gemara, but no, really, it's both. If you built the house for Avodah Zarah, even though you didn't bow to it, or you bow to it, even though you didn't build it for that, both are going to be aser. But no. Then why do you say in the Mishnah that there's only three cases, three different things over here? There's actually four cases over here. A regular house that wasn't built for Avodah Zarah before it was bowed down to. No, Kevin Dinyan Bittol, we're talking about ideas of Bittol. Bonavishtachov, someone's house is built for Avodah Zarah, and a house in which when bowed down to, Chad Kochashav, it's considered the same idea, have the same levels of Bittol. Rashi says, the Bain Bana Bain Ishtachov, Kula Asarim, Shalavat Kochav, me, if it's a guy, Sarachov, Kochav, Lavatli, Mavatl, Vim Shay Soli, Ain La Bittel, Olam, it's never over to be Mavatl. Next, Sholoshavanim, there are three different types of stone. We're talking about here also, Lenin Bittol, Avodah Kochav, says Rashi. Evan Shechatzva Mitchil Labisum Labimus. We have one that was made. Rashi says Evan Shechatzva Minahar. You stone cutted it. You hewed it from the mountain. Mitchil Labimus. Rashi says Makom Moshav Avodas Kochavim. It's like a pedestal that they put it on. Shemoshav Atzalamala. They put it on it. Ve'ovdim Es Abimus Ka'avodas Kochav Matzva. They would worship the actual pedestal for Avodah Zarah itself. So that's one, a stone that was brought out in order from the beginning to be used as a pedestal for Avodah Zarah. Hariza Asura, this is going to be Asura. Rashi says, Vafil lo hemen alei. Even if you put the Avodah Zarah in it, Ve'elmo v'kochav m'chatzva, and if a guy was one who was chatzva, it's Tzarechov v'kochav m'latis m'vatalit, v'lachatzim men amatis, to go and take away a little bit of it. Ad shetifkom, until it makes it pogam. Ve'im Yisrael chatzva, avodah leah, back in the Mishnah, Sida Vikida Lashevitz Kochavim, or if you have to take a stone and you just plastered it and decorated for the sake of Avodah Zarah, it was already taken out, it was hewn for a regular, for nothing of Avodah Zarah, you plastered by a guy for Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, Vihi Haisa Chatsuv Avo Menes, is already there. No Tomash Yasir Vikida Mutar, so you can just take off the plaster and it was decorated on that, and then it's going to be Mutar. Rashi says, No till you saw Mashachidish of the Kalm, when he was a Machadish on his Vizora, Leruach, thrown to the wind, Va Evan Mutar, says, I'm Mutar, Shalon Asa, Vuskochav, Mela Chidish, only thing that's going to be also is the actual Chidish, the new stuff they put on. Then Hamadaleh, Vuskochav, Mitzilko, whatever the last cases they put over Vuskochav on, and they just took it off of it. Rashi says, Lefisha, it wasn't done for, oh, it's just for that moment. Velo Hitzes, Evan Lebimus, it wasn't set aside for that. For Silka, Rezu, Mutar, you took it off, if it's going to be Mutar, Vinshuk, Lebittel, doesn't need any Bittel. Back in the Mishnah, Rezu, Mutar, this is going to be Mutar. Says the Gemara on the second case. So, we talk about the regular stone that you were Messiah, you plastered and decorated for Avodah Zarah. We have to do is take off that plaster, it's decorated, and it's going to be Mutar, says the Gemara, Rav Ami, who should see it, be Kiyad, be Gufashal Evan. This din is where he plastered and decorated in the stone itself. He chiseled into it, and then he put this plaster on it. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Shechakak ba, you engraved it tzur bebarzel with the iron of alsiyah v'kayyad alea tiach muteris. If you just put it with like plaster on it, it's mutter below bittel, without bittel. Ho v'lo avda over chacham, because there's nothing wasn't worshipped over here. So that's the Gemara. V'hadomi lebayis tonight. What do you mean this mishnah? It was like that this decorating the stone is similar to the one that we just saw about the house. Rashi says, v'habayis, well, back in the Gemara first, right? Well, it says Rashi, siyad v'kiyad shala eino nasa al yidei chakika. It's not done through chakika, through engraving. Ela tachalakos is but on the wall itself. It says, back in the Gemara, v'habayis la begufi hu demitzvah. It's not like going into the tzaser. It's going, no, that's not true. Actually, bayis nami, even by the case of an ikibe nebe urbe. In the case of the house also, the plaster is inside of the wall, so it's like it's Rashi says, "Bein levina, levina." It's between each individual brick. Machniso. It's remachz of havelei begufa. It's like inside of it. Oh, says the Gemara, Milo Askina on this Shia the Shaya v'hadr Shaye. Aren't we talking about the case where the wall already was plastered, you know, for a regular case, and then it was plastered again for Avodah Zarah, and therefore, this is an entirely external thing, and therefore, and the Mishnah still says you have to take it off. Rashi says, Klomar, Milo Askinan, Klomar, Masnisin, Siyed Vikayed, Stamma Katani, says it's Stam. Umilo Mishtama Namidi have a bias Shia Mitchila Kodim Hisser. It was already there. Vahadar Hai Vishayo and Lishemas Kochad Mikatani Nota the low Sagibl and Tils Chidr. It's not going to be good without taking that stuff off. You got to take that off also. Says the Gemara, okay, Nechrami Ali Kietma de Rabbi Ami Linian Bitlitmar. Rabbi Ami's teaching was said in reference to Bittel, and that is Viafel gav desayid v'kiyed v'gufa shalav, and even the one plastered and decorated within the stone itself, ki natal machidish, when you if you take away that was there, then it's going to be fine. Really, Yid can just take it off. It doesn't have to be any sort of bittel. Right? Rashi says lo le'inyan tchilas iser lemimer de lo nitzar ela im kin siyed v'gufa. Alavade below gufe nami asir vavamia bittel kai. That's what is going on. Bittel. Hachigama. Afilu siyad be gufe sagila beha bitula de masnisim velo bai bittel de vacham. Even if the bittel goes cham. Back in the bar. The mouth of the tema. Kevin siyad be kiyad be gufe shaleven. One may have thought that since he plastered and decorated within the stone itself, kevin shachatzava mitchil avas kacham. I mean, then it's considered like it was hewn from the beginning for Vodazar. If it's a cooler for the whole thing, it's going to be asir. Right, as Rashi says, like if so, then the entire stone would be also unless you nullify by a non-Jew. If it belongs to a Jew, that's not going to be able to be. Kamash Balan, if it's going to tell you not like that. If I'm saying that even in a case, even where the images were chiseled into the stone, and the plaster was put into the indentations, the stone itself does not become itself usher. Only the plaster is going to under this category of Vodazar. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.